Air Uplift. Chapter 1. Convection. Number 1. Convection. Clouds are formed in most cases as a result of convection and forced lifting process. The convection is the vertical movement of the air driven by the buoyancy due to the density difference between the air and the surrounding air. To understand the buoyancy, consider an unsaturated air parcel within the atmosphere of density, rho e, and temperature TE. If gravitational acceleration is G and volume is V, the gravitational force acting on the air parcel, which has density, rho p, would be rho p times V times G. At the same time, the upward buoyant force of the air parcel, following the Archimedes principle, is rho e times V times G. Therefore, if the friction is ignored, the vertical motion of the air parcel can be given as follows. Where m is the mass of the air parcel, and b is the vertical acceleration of the air. As the mass of air parcel is m equals rho p times v, the vertical acceleration of the air parcel is given as follows. If rho e is greater than rho p, then air parcel is subjected to positive buoyancy, ab greater than zero. And if rho e is less than rho p, then the air has negative buoyancy, ab less than zero. Observations in general measure air pressure, temperature, and humidity rather than the density. Thus, the vertical motion is expressed in terms of temperature. Applying the equation of state with air parcel temperature, Tp, and surrounding temperature as Te, the vertical acceleration can be expressed as, if Tp greater than Te, then air parcel is subjected to positive buoyancy, Ab greater than zero. And if Tp is less than Te, then it has negative buoyancy, AB less than zero. The ascending motion of the air by buoyancy is fast enough to approximate its temperature change as an adiabatic process. Therefore, the air initially unsaturated can reach the saturation-forming clouds due to the condensation of the water vapor when the air is adiabatically cooled as it ascends. Number 2. Local convection. Local convection refers to the convection that occurs because of differences in the density of the atmospheres, where the surface is heated unevenly. Convection caused by density difference of fluid is called free convection. The fluid heated unevenly becomes less dense and rises in the form of a plume or a thermal. A plume seems attached to the surface, whereas a thermal is separated from the surface. Chapter 2. Convergence. Convergence is the accumulation of air at one point as a result of atmospheric motion. Air can either converge horizontally or vertically, but only horizontal convergence, which is related to cloud formation, will be considered here. Horizontal convergence can be roughly divided into two cases. Number 1. Horizontal convergence. The first is the convergence by the low pressure. As the air moves from high to low pressure, horizontal convergence occurs at the center of the low pressure. Secondly, convergence occurs when the speed of air movement decreases due to topographical factors. Convergence occurs, for example, when air moves from a relatively smooth ocean surface to a rough land surface. Also, as the air meets the mountains, the horizontal flow slows down and convergence occurs. One can imagine that the density increases as the air converges horizontally, but the density does not change much. Instead, the air will rise up, since the air cannot go into the ground. As a result, air expands and cools, and cloud can be formed. Chapter 3. Uplift by orography. Orographic uplift is a phenomenon in which horizontally moving air is forced to rise over a slope when it approaches a mountain range or a hill, which is also called an orographic effect. Also, the cloud formed by this effect is called the orographic cloud. The orographic cloud is formed by orographic uplift, but the cloud's height is not limited to the terrain or hill. Some clouds stretch to the bottom of the stratosphere. In addition, the orographic cloud causes unusual weather phenomena, such as rain shadow effects. The relatively humid and cold air rises and releases water in the form of precipitation in the windward side, and changes to dry and warm air in the leeward side. Chapter 4. Uplift by weather fronts. In general, the temperature of the atmosphere changes gradually rather than rapidly. However, as the properties of air mass change, the temperature can change rapidly. This is called the transition zone, a front. There are cold front, warm front, occluded front, stationary front, etc. In cold front, the heavier cold air pushes under the lighter warm air. Therefore, in general, the cold front leads to a steeper front boundary, resulting in a narrower region of ascending air. In warm front, air rises above cold air, covering a broad area. As a result, cumulus clouds form well on the cold front, and stratus clouds form on the warm front.